At its last regular meeting, the Haines Assembly passed an ordinance that makes way for new on-call police service areas. But before it happens, the move needs to be approved by voters. In the past, a blue shirt officer with the Alaska State Troopers covered areas outside the town site. But that position was withdrawn in 2017. Since then, the borough has been trying to figure out how to provide police service outside the town site. At this point, the borough has heard from residents about this issue on several occasions. Most recently, in public hearings for this ordinance. And at a town hall meeting at the Mosquito Lake Community Center. Holly Thomas is a Mosquito Lake resident. She spoke at the most recent assembly meeting.
It is very frustrating when the first answer out of your guys' mouth is raise taxes.
Paul Rogers serves on the Public Safety Commission and also lives in Mosquito Lake. He said the frustration with a possible tax hike is a common feeling among residents living in communities out the Haines Highway. The ordinance calls for an increase in property tax to pay for the service.
Most of the people out the highway feel that because they shop in town, that they pay sales tax, which supports the police department already, and that that is sufficient to cover the current level of service that's being provided.
As originally written, the ordinance sought to create one new on-call service area. The Assembly has since amended the measure to divide it into three separate service areas, one for Lutac Road, one for the Haines Highway Corridor, and another for Mud Bay. Properties not accessible by road would not be included. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel identified some possible issues with the divided service areas in a memo. Still, it remains part of the final ordinance. In its second hearing, the Assembly passed a few more amendments. One changes the way on-call police services are defined and was derived from a recommendation made by Paul Rogers. As passed, the ordinance defines these as services in response to situations involving imminent threats to life and/or property, or requiring the investigation of major crimes. It includes serious injury or death, and it includes requests from emergency responders when there is a reasonable concern for a responder's safety. It allows residents to file reports directly with the police, and it provides services for scheduled events when requested by an event sponsor. The sponsor would also be responsible for paying for the service. The ordinance was also amended to say that the Assembly shall, instead of may, abolish the on-call service areas in the event the troopers re-establish a post in the Haynesboro. The amendments carried 4-2. So did the main motion to adopt the ordinance. Brenda Josephson and Tom Morfitt were opposed. Here's Morfitt.
One of the scientific ways we gauge whether to support for any idea is when people come to us and say, we want this idea. Now, we've had no public testimony at this meeting from anybody who wants this vote, other than the people at this dais. It's the government telling the people what they should want.
The Assembly has heard from some residents who want police to respond when they call. Sean Mady said the only way to really understand what residents want is to take it to a vote.
I think it's extremely important that the people decide on something. Whether they like it or not, we don't know. We've heard from the same few groups of people. We've had a lot of meetings. I've met with a lot of people, and I've heard almost a 50-50 split for what they want and what they don't.
Another concern that's been brought up in the most recent round of public meetings on this issue is that the borough hasn't lobbied the state hard enough to get a trooper back. Stephanie Scott said they can continue that effort.
It doesn't mean that we can't continue to lobby the state for that state trooper. In fact, it shows that, you know, what we are concerned about is the safety of our people, period. That's the bottom line.
With the approval of the ordinance, the question of whether to create new service areas will be put to residents within the boundaries of those areas on the October ballot. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.